Obviously, the situation in Abergavenny is serious. We have had a high number of admissions in the past week into the hospital, so the situation is under review. There is capacity to expand that bed allocation for ICU even greater, and they have plans in place to do that this Friday if it's required, and then to up it to the highest level of 18 beds the following week if it is required. So hopefully that it's not required, but at least it's reassuring to know that there is capacity and that there is a surge plan in place should and when extra beds in ICU be needed.
You have indicated that the track and trace systems on both sides of the border are not working effectively. Do you feel the track and trace should work on an all-island basis?
Absolutely. This infection knows no bounds, no borders. And I just believe that the test, track and isolate is not working as effectively as it should. We need to tie down and identify where this virus is in our communities. And I don't think that there's quality, consistency, reliability on the actual data at the minute that is available to, you know, the health services on both sides of the borders. And we know, you know, how close our people are and how we move across borders, and this disease does as well. So we need to make sure that we are tracking and isolating this virus where it appears in our communities.